President Mokgweetsi Masisi of Botswana has strongly criticized King Swati for allegedly sheltering and assisting former President Lieutenant General Ian Khama, who is wanted in Botswana on charges of possessing illegal firearms. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Sparks are flying in Gaborone. Botswana's former president Ian Khama says he will sue his successor, Mokgweetsi Masisi, and is calling on him to resign, accusing him of orchestrating a dirty tricks campaign to discredit him ahead of the 2019 poll, which dragged in Bridget Motsepe, sister-in-law to South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa. "The idea was to get us into prison and embarrass us," Khama said in an interview on Tuesday. It became apparent very soon that the claim wasn't true, at least the majority of people did not believe it. In a recent article by Botswana's Nidi newspaper, President Masisi was quoted urging King Swati to refrain from interference, asserting Botswana's commitment to never becoming an absolute monarchy. President Masisi accused King Swati of colluding with Ian Khama, the former head of the Botswana Defence Force, in efforts to destabilize the Botswana government and transform the country into an absolute monarchy akin to Eswatini. Expressing his concerns during a gathering of foreign heads of missions in Botswana, President Masisi also pointed fingers at South African President Cyril Ramaphosa for allegedly harboring Ian Khama, who is said to have sought refuge in South Africa and Eswatini. Addressing the attendees, President Masisi emphasized Botswana's commitment to democracy, firmly stating, "We are not the same. We will never be the same, and that is why we do not tolerate tendencies of absolute monarchy." Ian Khama's presence at Eswatini's recent Army Day event as a guest of King Swati further fueled speculation about his whereabouts. Reports suggest Khama relocated to Eswatini following legal disputes in South Africa over potential extradition to Botswana. In a statement issued by the Director of Communications at the King's Office, Percy Simulane, it was emphasized that there is no official record of any assistance provided to former Botswana President Ian Khama by Eswatini. Simulane clarified that President Masisi's assertions were unfounded, highlighting that Khama does not reside in Eswatini but instead visits as a guest, primarily from the Republic of South Africa where he and his family currently reside. Simulane's remarks came in response to allegations made by Botswana President Drive Mokgweetsi Masisi, who suggested that Eswatini and South Africa were undermining diplomatic relations by allegedly aiding Khama. The statement serves to refute the claims made by President Masisi, reiterating Eswatini's adherence to diplomatic protocols and clarifying Khama's status as a visitor rather than a resident in the country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.